efficient with it, and you've popped off, what, 300-yard games in a row?
You know, I think we're happy about it. You know, every week it's continued to get better, and, you know, we really feel like we've been, you know, finding ourselves something that we can rely on, you know, that's good, and as long as guys keep putting the effort in, it's, you know, running the football, we always say it takes 11 people. It takes everybody to run the ball effectively, and we've been getting that, getting the perimeter blocking and continuing to move people up front, and it helps the run game go.
How much? Go ahead.
Nothing new. Every week you get a guy that's premier, where he's probably as good as it gets. He's a pretty good friend of yours. Does any of the guys go head-to-head?
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. You know, we talked already this week, you know, it'd be exciting. Anytime you get those great matchups of two great players going at it, you know, we're gonna have some fun, he's as good as it gets. I mean, there's really not a player that plays as hard and as much effort and talent and ability as he does.
How about overall their defensive problems they pose for you?
You know, I think they're just a good group. I mean, a bunch of good-looking guys, that's for sure, that play hard and play fast. They got a lot of, you know, moves. They go in, they go out, they go everywhere. So they're going to be a heck of a challenge, and we're going to have to play well again this week to have a chance to win.
What kind of lesson do you think this young group learned with after that, what, three-game winning streak earlier, that you don't get satisfied with your success? You got to keep the foot on the pedal, or whatever, I guess, motto you want to use to stay hungry and keep stacking the wins.
Well, I think, you know, we just, you know, a lot of these young guys had to realize the NFL game is literally, it's a play and a play here and a play there, and you can lose games. You know, I think we've learned that, is that, you know, we got to make those big plays in critical situations to win a game. Sometimes you never get another opportunity. And so it's crucial to make them when you have to. And we've been able to do that on this stretch. If we continue to do that, we'll win.
How much does a winning team, a playoff team, need a guy like Brian Leonard to be able to win based on what he provides in the locker room and on offense?
I mean, you always need guys like that. You know, the guys you can always rely on in any situation to fill in. You know, I mean, you see it every year. Teams that, you know, make the playoffs year in and year out have that guy who, you know, if this person goes down, he steps in and he's a solid force and does their job effectively and is efficient and all those things. And that's really what football is about. I mean, being efficient and consistent, you know, he continues to do that for us.
Did you?